Brock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. 620, Brock Hunter.
What's up, dude?
What's up, you ass? Quick look at your forecast here today. Cloudy, we got a chance for some lake effect snow. High of 25 tonight. More lake effect flurries. Low of 12. A little brisk for the next couple days. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance for snow. High of 24. And then Saturday, warming up a little bit. Sunny, high of 30. And then Sunday, we got a high of 50. All right, so one more weekend.
Damn.
Hopefully. It's a big switch, man. Oh, how nice would it be? It's just, we get ice fishing done and then like
boom,
that.
It's nice.
It's
beautiful.
Nice. I'd be so happy.
Let's go ice fishing in the morning then golf during the day.
I think we could do that. only in Michigan could we go ice fishing one day, golfing the next.
You know?
I think we're going to do it. Let's do it.
That's right.
All right, let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy Bud Light while you're ice fishing or while you're golfing or listen to Hunter's subpar sports.
Hey, let's just shut the hell up. Here we go. NCAA men's college basketball last night. Notre Dame beating Boston College 62-61. Close game there. Tonight, Wisconsin going to be at Michigan. Ooh, you're Wisconsin, boys.
Yeah, I hope you like getting spanked.
I'm playing my Wolverines.
I hope you like getting spanked.
You want to bet? You want to bet?
Hope you like getting, spent. $5,000.
$5,000. You already owe me like $10,000.
No, I don't owe you anything.
First off,
you owe me.
First off, you took Wilder, who was a big baby, saying he couldn't fight because he was wearing a costume.
I didn't know he was fighting baby Huey, for God's sake.
Well,
good
that's
Lord.
What happens. It's what happens.
I know he lost to a crumpet eating, tea drinking.
Dude, he lost to a giant, basically. If you were to climb a beanstalk and see a guy up in the clouds, Tyson Fury. That's who it is. He's a giant.
I'll bet you a dollar.
A dollar?
A dollar.
That Wisconsin wins.
That Wisconsin wins.
Now, you better bring me a dollar because this is for real now. You want to shake on it?
I'm going to bring you 100 pennies.
That's fine because you're going to go.
No, you're covered in the coronavirus. I'm not touching you.
Okay, that's fine. How about this?
Yeah.
If Wisconsin wins, you got to get me something out of the vending machine.
Fair.
If Michigan wins, no.
Yeah.
If Wisconsin wins, I got to get you something. If Michigan wins, you get me something.
Perfect.
Sounds good?
I'm going to get you something full of sugar so you can't eat it.
God dang it, dude. Son of a bitch. Moving on. NHL tonight. Blackhawks going to be in Tampa Bay playing the Lightning, 7 o'clock. The Minnesota Wild going to be Detroit playing the Red Wings at 7:30. More NHL news. St. Louis Blues defenseman Baumeister? Has been ruled out from returning to play in the regular season or in the playoffs.
Baumeister. Yeah.
NBA tonight, Trailblazers going to be in Indiana playing the Pacers at 8 o'clock. Major League Baseball, Houston Astros continued to get booed on the road in spring training as they visited the home of the New York Mets. Former World Series MVP George Springer was heckled as part of the Houston's split squad. Fans are calling the Astros cheaters, doing it loudly in the wake of their sign-stealing scam. You know what? Hey, it's going to be all year long, man.
Dude, it's not.
That's what happens when you cheat, just like Patrick Reed. Get in the bunker. That's what happens. If you cheat, you're going to get heckled. And you know what? You deserve it.
Yeah.
And you're going to get it all season long. Like I said, Astros, you should have hung it up for the season.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been way better for your dignity.
Yeah.
But, man.
You bums! Hey, Astros!
Go back to Houston!
You bums! I love it.
Dude, we need to go to, let's just go to an Astro
and
game.
And just boo them.
When they come around here locally, let's go to an Astro game and I don't even think they're letting people take signs in.
Yeah.
They're just nervous. They just know.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, they're being quite serious about it.
Yeah. That's
Major
big
League
deal.
Baseball. But you know what? Hey, that's what happens. Like we said, you cheat, you deserve it.
You deserve it. Lastly, the NFL scouting combine starts today in Indianapolis, continues through the weekend. There will be plenty of TV coverage of the event.
That's what I had to do today.
Yeah. So a lot of teams going to start scouting, see what's going on. Who do they got? Who are they going to get in the draft? What's going on? All that good stuff. So
got a couple handwritten letters.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a couple verbal commitments, but I'm just not really sure where I'm going to go yet.
For the jockstrap collector?
You know, I'm just kind of waiting to see where Tom's going to go. But beyond that, you know,
it's coming up March 16th.
It's coming down to it.
Where he needs to decide.
You know what's weird too is there's so many different opinions on it. Some people are like, dude, 99%. He is going back to New England. Some people are like 60%. He's gonna go to.
I hope he goes somewhere new.
You know.
I hope he goes somewhere new. It would be so much more exciting for the NFL.
It would have to be the Chargers.
Yeah. Or like
some people are saying the Titans,
Indianapolis.
You know?
Yep.
Or the Colts.
Yep. We'll see.
I don't know.
Hey, Brady! Why don't you go somewhere else? You bum!
Rock 107.